I do confess, my fellow Americans, that I like football. In fact, I like it a lot. And I really like professional football, and I am a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles. But I'm a fan, not a fanatic. By the way, are you a pro football fan? Did you watch the Super Bowl? I did. I watched it. And I also watched the Philadelphia Eagles win what was then the NFL championship game, the predecessor to the Super Bowl, all the way back in 1960. The Eagles won. What a glorious moment that was for the city of Philadelphia and its fans, most of whom are, in fact, fanatic. The other side of the coin is that there has been nothing since, nothing, a total football drought. Nothing for 58 years. Our good team did make it to the Super Bowl two times, losing the first appearance to the Oakland Raiders and the second to the dreaded New England Patriots. I actually had the privilege of going to both games, and it was a very exciting experience, not only the games themselves, but all of the events and excitement before and after. If you can afford a ticket to the Super Bowl, and by the way, some of them went for as high as $6,500 and they weren't the best seats, but if you can afford it, it really is a worthwhile thing to do. Although the game and the events are much bigger than life, a Super Bowl experience is probably the highlight of any football fan's life. Football players are rough and tumble, are they not? Huge, carrying incredible weight, strong, tough, often mean, and of course, they are highly aggressive, and they are fiercely competitive. Football contact, tackling, and blocking can bring out the savage side of any of these huge men. They are often injured, and often play injured. They trash talk, often with obscenities and vulgarities. They're commonplace, and camaraderie is often missing, at least during the game. It is an environment where there seems little place for religion, for spirituality, and especially for Christianity. To have what Decision Magazine calls a super witness for Christ seems entirely out of place, don't you think? But yet, there are those excellent athletes who are possessed of a deep and passionate belief and belief in Jesus Christ. And they can be proud witnesses to that effect, not only with their teammates, but their fans as well. Not the least bit intimidated in showing and sharing that faith, even on the field, whether before or after football games. It is even somewhat commonplace for players of both teams to gather on the field after the game, having gone at each other big time, but kneeling together in prayer and thanking God for their belief in their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a witness that is, don't you think? The contrasts in character are most interesting, are they not? The Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl, and what a great game that was. They beat the New England Patriots 41-33. The Patriots are symbolized by owner Bob Kraft, coach and general manager Bill Belichick, and of course, the legendary quarterback Tom Brady, maybe the best quarterback ever in the history of the NFL. But you know, outside of New England, the Patriots are disliked. They're even despised. And in crucial games like a Super Bowl, fans across the country and even the world over root against them, no matter who plays. That seemed to be so this year, where many more watchers favored the Eagles, hoping they would in fact beat what many the world over call the evil football empire. Okay, they're not, but that's the way some people think of them. In fact, the Eagles won in what was one of the most exciting Super Bowl games in NFL history. If you watched it, don't you agree? Strong and passionate Christians comprise some of the Eagles' roster. Carson Wentz, one of the bright young quarterbacks in the NFL, led the Eagles to the playoffs before suffering a serious injury, a torn ACL, and being lost for the season, and maybe even part of next season. Carson Wentz is passionate about Jesus Christ. He witnesses everywhere he can, but in a way which has never been offensive, which earns him and his faith the respect of so many. Wentz loves football, but he loves Jesus Christ even more. And then there is Nick Foles, backup quarterback for the Eagles, who hardly played all year long, but became a starter when Wentz was injured. Foles is himself, as you probably know, a passionate Christian. And as Wentz refers to him, his bro in the Lord. Everybody undoubtedly knows the story of Nick Foles from bench sitter to most valuable player in the Super Bowl. Isn't that amazing? It was indeed one of the most incredible performances by anyone in Super Bowl history, that of Nick Foles. Absolutely unbelievable. Foles was interviewed after that incredible Super Bowl victory, and announcer Dan Patrick said of Foles and his performance, and others as well, how do you explain this? And Foles answered that question and others in the same vein as follows. I wouldn't be here, said Foles, I wouldn't be here without God in my life, without Jesus in my life. I don't have the strength to come out here and play this game like that without him. Wow. Whew. That lays it right on the line, doesn't it? I always find it interesting that when religion, as they call it, or in this case a testimony for Jesus Christ, comes into play, announcers are befuddled, often speechless, and anxious to move off the subject. But, you know, men like Carson Wentz and Nick Foles would not let them. No way. And then there is Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson, himself a strong and passionate born-again Christian. Doug Peterson humbly replied to that same question. I can only give praise and thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving me this opportunity. What a start, huh? Gutsy, solid, unabashed testimony for Christianity and Jesus Christ. These men and others on the team conducted a Bible study for couples virtually every night, and then again another Bible study for players on Thursdays, and yet even a third Bible study for coaches on Friday mornings. Coaches! And then they conducted their own version of chapel on Saturdays, even to the point of conducting baptisms in the team pool. Talk about a Christian witness. Offensive coordinator Frank Reich, a former quarterback who played in four losing Super Bowls for the Buffalo Bills, a really good quarterback, was a former seminary president and pastor. Reich, a brilliant football mind, was recently named head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Reich brings to Indianapolis and that new job a passionate love for football, but an even more passionate love for and belief in Jesus Christ. Incidentally, when Nick Foles ends his football career, which apparently has only just begun, he aspires to be a pastor, a youth pastor, and serve actively and directly his Lord and Savior. Well done, Nick. I hope you do it. The faith of Carson Wentz and Nick Foles produces a loving brotherhood. No jealousy, no competition whatsoever. Wentz tweeted the morning of the Super Bowl game, so excited to see him, that's Nick Foles, so excited to see him and this team go out and compete tonight. Been through it all this year as a team, and boy, they wouldn't have been there without Wentz. Been through all of it as a team, and yet, here we are. God's writing an unbelievable story, and he's getting all of the glory. Wentz must have anticipated some kind of a great ending, a triumphant ending to that game. Beautiful testimony. And there are two other devoted Christians on the Philadelphia Eagles. The one is tight end Trey Burton. It was Burton who threw a one-yard touchdown pass to Foles on a gutsy fourth-and-goal trick play. That made quarterback Nick Foles the only such quarterback in NFL history who has both thrown a touchdown pass and caught one. Thrown and caught a touchdown pass. The only one ever. That was a play that Trey Burton will remember for the rest of his life. Burton is one of the team's most mature spiritual leaders. He helped baptize five Philadelphia Eagles players last season alone. Well done, Trey. Well done. And then there is Zach Ertz. Ertz, a very strong and passionate Christian, who many think may be the best, but certainly one of the best tight ends in the entire NFL. Ertz scored what turned out to be the game-winning touchdown with 2 minutes and 21 seconds remaining, an 11-yard pass from Foles. Ertz was baptized last summer, the day before his wedding. He told reporters during Super Bowl week that the believers on the Eagles team have a singular purpose. Our number one goal, said Zach Ertz, our number one goal on earth is to make disciples. To make disciples. Isn't that incredible? Ertz went on to say the following: football is the platform we have to draw people to the Word of God and to Jesus. It's not something we take for granted. Boy, they never should. What a pleasure, even a thrill for me, as myself, a committed Christian, and for others who believe the same, to hear these words of testimony and praise from these star athletes. That, to me, is just great. A whole dimension above football itself, don't you think? And yet another Philadelphia Eagle, born again and a follower of Christ, defensive back Malcolm Jenkins. This believer is a passionate football player, very passionate, very aggressive. And Malcolm Jenkins said the following: whenever I get the opportunity, I want to tell people what God has done in my life. And does he ever? He sure does. And then there is Eagles defensive lineman Brandon Graham. The Eagles were leading 38-33 after Ertz's go-ahead touchdown. Brady and the Patriots had gotten the football back, and Brady, known as one of the greatest come-from-behind quarterbacks in NFL history, and he is, led the Patriots on what could have been a game-winning touchdown march. But Brandon Graham broke through the line, swiped at Brady's hand, and knocked the football loose, forcing a fumble. And it was recovered by the Eagles. And that was the end of New England. That was the game. Graham had told reporters that he had met with the team chaplain at 5 a.m. each Tuesday morning. Each Tuesday morning during the season, 5 a.m., for one-on-one discipleship. Brandon Graham is also a passionate believer in Jesus Christ. Wow, what a roster, huh? And then there is offensive guard Stefan Wisniewski, yet another strong believer on the Philadelphia Eagles. Wisniewski, he and other Philadelphia Eagles, Christian players, they gathered at midfield after the Super Bowl game for prayer. Wisniewski had the honor, and he prayed as follows. God, we ask, prayed Wisniewski, we ask that what has been on this field today would bring glory to you. You gave us the talent. You gave us the strength. Take all the glory. Take all the glory. Your glory is forever and ever and ever. We praise you, God. This is not about us. Let it be about you. Whew. That's a powerful prayer, isn't it? From an offensive pro football tackle believer? Terrific prayer. Well, my Christian brothers and sisters, there it is, the unbelievable testimony for Jesus Christ of so many star players for the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. These star athletes, Super Bowl champions, cared much more about being super witnesses for their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I, and I hope as you, as a follower and a believer, applaud them, encourage them and their faith, and encourage them greatly and thank them for their witness before hundreds of millions of people the world over. You might say that the verse that drives these players is, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God, it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes, everyone." I love that verse too. These good men want passionately to win football games, but as tight end Zach Ertz so well said, they would far rather spread the gospel and make disciples of all men and women than win even the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 52. I am certain I will always remember that incredible game, football at its very best. But I, for one, will remember these men more so for their faith, their commitment, and their testimony for Jesus Christ. That witness will last far longer than the memory of a Super Bowl victory. Well done, thou good and faithful servants. Well done for football and for the NFL and for the Philadelphia Eagles and for Jeffrey Lurie and for the Philadelphia fans, but much more so, well done for your Lord.